More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Well, it's been I came back from my holidays on Monday, so we powered through the first week. I still got to get used to the sleep schedule again.
Yeah.
Because when you're used to sleeping late, waking up late, it takes a while to get used to sleeping early, waking early. So, still getting used to that, even though it's been 5 days, but the weekend's here, so I'm going to make sure I get a little bit more things prepped for the next week when it comes to sleeping.
You're not going to get up at 4:30 on Saturday just to kind of keep the routine going?
Part of me always wonders, like, should I just set maybe an alarm for 5 or 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning? But I also live with other people. And they're just going to hear me getting rowdy on a Saturday morning. And they're like, we want to sleep in. What are you doing,
Eddie?
Just
go stomping around on the floor.
I should do that. Be a nuisance roommate. I love it.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Something that was announced earlier this year, Katy Perry said that she's going to be leaving American Idol back in February.
Yes, she decided it's time for a change. She said being on American Idol, it connected her with the heart of America, but she felt she needed to go out and feel that pulse to her own beat, was what she said when she was on Jimmy Kimmel's show there a couple months ago.
Well, she's been balancing that on top of doing music, right? Mm-hmm. She's been doing Idol for quite a while now, and she says that she has a lot more projects, including new music to come later in 2024, so she probably wants to start dedicating full time to that, right?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you do something for a while and you start to get that itch to do something different.
Yeah, it's time to move on, mm-hmm. And that's what Katy Perry is doing. But she said recently she has somebody that she would love to replace her on American Idol.
Yeah, whether it actually happens or not is another thing entirely, but she says she would like to have Jelly Roll.
I can see that.
Take over for her as a judge.
That dude is talented. He's a multi-genre artist. And, you know, his most recent song, Need a Favor, has been doing incredibly well. But she says that, like, he could sell her anything. That's how good he is.
Yes. And what she really wanted was that, you know, they have to have that quality of being able to tell the truth in a graceful way.
Yeah. Because he did show up on the show as well. And yeah, he says that, like, she really loves him and he's just a wonderful person, pretty much is the gist of what she said. And I can see him being on there, honestly. I don't know who I can see being on American Idol.
Yeah. I mean, Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan are the other judges on Idol now. So I don't know who they would get.
So, yeah, you got a couple classic guys on there. Katy Perry is more on the 2000s, 2010s mm-hmm. era. So if you want to stick with that, you know, it's who would be on there? Just don't get Ryan Seacrest. He's been hosting too many shows.
I'm sure they probably have someone in the works and they just haven't announced it yet.
Well, soon we should see that, or hopefully soon at least.
Your car making weird noises? Just turn up More Mornings on Fox FM to tune it out.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Something that is very exciting that is happening this weekend is going to be the Yorkton Terriers Celebrity Sports Dinner presented by the Kinsmen Club of Yorkton.
Yes, it's happening tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun, featuring some great special guests, former Canadian pro hockey player and actor Terry Ryan, who is on Shoresy.
Yeah, and here's a cool thing about him, right, that you can check out. He's going to be at Hometown Sports tomorrow between 1 to 2 p.m., and he's going to be signing some autographs. That's outside of the celebrity dinner, so if you have some time tomorrow, go and get yourself some signatures.
Yeah, swing by Hometown Source for Sports. You can meet Terry Ryan. He's a former Montreal Canadian. He's the host of the Tales with TR podcast. As I mentioned, he's currently part of the cast of the hockey comedy Shoresy, which is the spinoff of Letterkenny, of course. And a lot more guests, too. A local former NHLer, Jeff Hodgers, is going to be there. The MC and comedian, Matthew Murray. The Hot Stove host going to be Craig Adams. So it's all happening starting 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be cocktails and then suppers at 6:30. at the curling rink or the curling club, Yorkton Curling Club, and it's going to be pretty sweet. I mean, you gotta go and check it out if you haven't got your tickets already. There might be still some left. It doesn't hurt to give them a call when they open, and you can do that. Grant at 306-621-5185 or Nicole 306-621-2264. Just head to the Yorkton Terriers Facebook page. They'll have all the details there on who to contact.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun and, of course, all in support of the Yorkton Terriers.
Reader's become a real chef now.
He's mastered onion rings and chicken balls in his fryer.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I know we are at the end of the week, but I do want to mention the fact that it is National Volunteer Week, a week to appreciate those who dedicate their time for free volunteering.
Yes, I mean, there are so many community events and organizations and teams and you name it that are all powered by volunteers. It takes a lot of people to make it happen.
And it's incredible to see the work done. There's a lot of organizations and nonprofits here in the area, the whole region, that rely on volunteers, and they do such an incredible work. So we do want to give a shout out to everybody who does volunteer work in the community.
Yeah, whether it's something as simple as going out and helping clean up your neighborhood or, you know, maybe volunteering to run your kids' teams.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
Exactly. It's fun to do it as well. I mean, we've volunteered at a few things here and there. In fact, a lot of the events, for example, the Chamber Business Awards, I was emceeing for the night. It's a volunteer thing. I chose to do it. Yeah. I'm not getting paid to do it. It's fun to do, and it helps make things really smooth, you
absolutely know? It's just a lot of fun to help contribute to the community in some way.
So if you've if you volunteer here and there and you have some interesting stories from when you volunteered, give us a show. You can text or call us at 306-783-3699.
Yes, indeed. And just want to mention along that volunteer vein too.
Yes.
If you're in the Swan Valley and you're willing to volunteer to help the Swan Valley Stampeders of the MJHL join the board with the volunteers, or volunteer to help out the team, they could really use your support right now to make sure that they're able to go ahead for the 2024-25 season. So get in touch with the team if you're looking to volunteer there.
Reader likes to live dangerously. His milk is past its date.
But chocolate syrup will take care of that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Tomorrow, the weekend is approaching. Tomorrow's just going to be an ordinary day. Saturday, the 20th of April. You know, nothing too big or special going on that weekend, but there's a few things that I think I'm going to be doing tomorrow on the 20th of April. Yeah, I'm going to be getting baked potatoes. Oh, yes, I'm going to have some baked potatoes tomorrow.
Yeah, I think this weekend I'm going to be kicking back, resting my weary joints.
Yep. I think I'm going to be lighting up the barbecue tomorrow. It's going to be a little bit warm.
Yeah, if I had the cash, maybe I'd get high up in the air and take a quick trip on a plane somewhere, but it probably won't happen this weekend.
Tomorrow, I'm definitely going to be having a coffee fix. Huh? That's what I'm going to be having tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe I'll bake a cake or some cookies and satisfy my sweet tooth.
I'll be blazing up tomorrow. Just want to wear my blazer and feel nice.
Yeah, as always, I'll be lighting up the room with my presence whenever I walk in the place to hang out with my buds.
Just an ordinary way to spend tomorrow, Saturday, the 20th of April. Just an ordinary day, nothing special.
Yeah, have some music playing. I'll be cranking up the Stones at home. It'll be great.
And now, that's my jam.
On More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM.
Welcome to That's My Jam, where every Friday one of us plays songs we grew up with. The other has to guess them.
Yeah, it's been a while since you and I did this.
Yeah, because I was away last week.
Yeah,
so
we had like Good Friday, and then and then you were away. And so
I forgot about that.
I had Tanya join me last week for it.
I saw that.
And now you're back in the saddle again.
And I'm going to be playing some songs that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if you can guess them all. Don't forget, by the way, if you're listening right now, you can play along too. At the end of this, we're going to get you to call, text us your answers too, but I think we're going to get started.
Let's do it.
All right, you good for song number one?
I am.
All right.
Ah, Well, it's certainly, I don't think it's them because the voice isn't the same, but it certainly gives me off kind of a Mighty Mighty Boss Tones feel to it.
It sounds like it, yeah. This is off of like a Tony Hawk's, I think it was like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Oh, okay. But I'm not sure who that would be.
Oh, yeah. It's like the only song I know from them, but you're going to give up? Not even a guess on the title?
Boy, no, you got that's me on fine. That one.
All right. Well, unfortunately, zero.
Okay.
So that's song number one. You ready for song number two?
Let's do it.
All right.
I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades.
Oh, my.
We used to play this. We used to play this, Reader.
Oh, my gosh. Halsey?
No.
Unfortunately
not.
Singing about designer shades.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, you can't take a guess on any of those, eh?
No.
Oh, all right. Well.
Am I going to get shut out this week?
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping you can get song number three, but we will see.
Okay.
You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, let's do it.
I want to say Offspring.
No, I'll give you a hint on this. He is a not good actor. The lead singer is also an actor. Played on the 2016 Suicide Squad.
Oh, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
So 30 Seconds to Mars?
It's 30 Seconds to Mars.
But as far as the song title,
can't guess that one.
No.
Oh, my. These are a little niche. They were pretty big and popular when they came out. But, all right. Well, at least you got 1 point.
1 point. Okay.
1 out of 6.
And I needed help to get that 1 point.
I figured I'd give you a hint on that one. But
and I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to see if you can guess better. What can you get? Give us a shout, 306-783-3699. You can call or text us with your answers.
When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Reader's just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.
We're going to be discussing our answers for That's My Jam on Fox FM. We ended up did get a few texts as well before we revealed them. 306-783-3699. Cynthia said that she didn't hear the first or the third one, but she thinks she got the second, which is Mike Posner, Cooler Than Me, which is correct.
Oh, well done.
So great job, Cynthia. You got song number two correctly. We also did get another text. And yes, you did get her phone number correctly. They were asking to make sure this is the right one.
Yes. But they got shut out
as
well. Yeah,
they tried to guess. They got 0 for 6. So we'll reveal all of them in order. So the first one is Goldfinger, Superman.
Oh, I never got that.
It was a Tony Hawk Pro Skater song track. Song number two, as Cynthia got right, was Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. And then song number three, the 30 Seconds to Mars song, The Kill, is what it was called. Okay. So I think that's like one of their biggest songs out there. And yeah, it's Jared Leto, still really bad at Joker from the Suicide Squad.
Leto, Leto. I never know how to say his name.
Jared Leto.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.